Blog Talk Radio.
Is it possible to fall in love with your home? To get goosebumps in the driveway? Is it possible for your home to withstand nor'easters and help protect you from fire? Is it possible to fall in love with your home before you even step inside?
Discover the world of exterior solutions by James Hardy. Endless colors, textures, and design. It's possible with James Hardy.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Rap's a homicide, MCs are clear like crystal. Never pack a pistol, will I use it, ain't the issue. And if you insist to test us, trust me, we're official. A right crew style, you can't get through. New shit was real from day one. Day one, burst, and I burst with the love. So I can slay hunt, ain't none. That's the answer on who's better. Want more cheese and cheddar, soon the breeze like the weather. My companion is standing on non-believers. With mics, you can't test me, you lose against the SP. Blacker than Wesley, almost perfect like Gretzky. You supposed to be the best, step up, let's see. Check 1, 2, that means I'm coming too. But in my song, if I say peace, I'm gone, that means I'm through. Monster, will stomp ya until you suffocate. Turn red, now dead is your mental state.
If you didn't know before, guess you know now.
It's going AD and this is how we're going down.
If you didn't know before, guess you know now.
It's going AD and this is how we're going down.
It's the A to the D-I, still with your B-I. I can't see why, you're trying to play me when you need high. To a giant, money grip, you don't know me. Try me like Opie, cause I'm low-key. With the spotlight, I'm not concerned. You can ask Guru and Primo, cause we know it's hard to earn. So burn, baby, burn. It's the year of the only little big man, so wait your turn. Who can get with the man with no gimmicks? Got the mad team like the 9-6 Olympics. I used to whip, chicks would notice me. Now they be scheming, got them bitches fiending like Jodeci. Hopelessly, cause the dialogue is tight. I rip it and split, never hog the mic. Right with my brain cells, not a pencil. Can't survive what I've been through or rent space in my mental.
If you didn't know before, guess you know now.
It's going AD and this is how we're going down.
If you didn't know before, guess you know now.
It's going AD and this is how we're going down.
If you didn't know before, guess you know now.
It's going AD and this is how we're going down.
If you didn't know before, guess you know now.
It's going AD and this is how we're going down.
Play me on some happy shit, I turn this bitch into happy land. Burn it down. Call a fireman, hire him in, cause I'm around. So eat your Wheaties and your vitamins, I smoke a pound of the black sheep Ativa. I'ma see ya on the verse, back and forth like Aaliyah. From the Ville and the Abe, I rocks on like Rage. Party with Artie, around the world with Wally. Artificial mic handle it, get broken. I'm potent, shit that I be quoting. Be having brothers open.
You cannot walk the topic.
If you think that I can't rock it, Russia like Russia. Call my bluff, I'm a husher. I'm cuckoo for Coco, you slowpoke. We had this style last year, this past. Last year, we was no joke. This year, I'm getting light for gripping mics. Fans getting hype and my pockets getting right. With my nigga Trigger Neo, you know how we go. On that real or real shit, you'll feel it. Fuck your ego. And peace of other shows on this track. And in fact, I'm out with no doubt. Peace black and it's like that. To all my fellas, I got your back.
If you didn't know before, guess you know now.
It's going AD and this is how we're going down.
If you didn't know before, guess you know now.
It's going AD.
If you didn't know before, guess you know now.
It's going AD and this is how we're going down.
If you didn't know before, guess you know now.
It's going AD and this is how we're going down.
If you didn't know before, guess you know now.
It's going AD and this is how we're going down.
If you didn't know before, guess you know now.
It's going AD and this is how we're going down.
If you didn't know before, guess you know now.
It's
Merck City in your area. You know it's your boy Olasky on the wheels. Still one and two for you, you, and especially you, 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 and you. This is a product, of course, of the one and only Beverly Nation. This is the legendary Merck City Hip Hop program. And, of course, you know, I got my girl, Princess C, on here, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press 1 to join the conversation. And it's brought to you by them boys at Ngozi Time Multimedia. Before we go into logistics, I got my girl, Princess C, on the line. What's going on?
Hey, hey, how are you, honey B. Olasky? I'm fine. I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
You know,
and,
listen,
you know,
listen,
we're making Merck City.
Great again.
Yeah, we're making Merck City
great
again.
Again.
That's right. Yes. All right.
Yes,
that's what we're doing, everybody. And we have a wonderful show in store for you tonight. You know, with some great music and some great discussion on, you know, how to save our young people. It's all about saving our youth, everybody, because they're dying left and right all across this country, and it's very sad, and, hey, something needs to be done, and we had to have these type of discussions and ways that we can save our youth, because guess what? The children are our future, and if they continue to be wiped out like they are, guess what? It won't be any future for Black America, okay? So we got to nip this in the bud, all right? Yes.
All right. Well, you're going to let Sister C fall back a little bit.
Runaway slave, runaway, 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 runaway slave. Living in the slums with the bums, the rats and the stray cat dogs with the rabies, little babies are having babies, juveniles act wild. Every footstep you take, on every corner there's a crack valve. Pushers, dealers, crackheads are buying out of dealers in jail. All the crackheads are dying. My man got AIDS, he was hit hard. To get laid, he paid a crackhead for a $5 quick job. In the ghetto, this stuff you have to find. A beer will relax my mind, but I still pack my nine. Cause I'm aware of all evil and devilishment. Because I'm living in a rat-like settlement. Sometimes it's hard to manage. I grab a 40, take a sip, and let the mental do the damage. Yeah, I'm woozy and my eyes are red. But it's better than a Uzi and a brother man is dead. See, 9 out of 10 are black on black crimes. 4 out of 9 were killed before their prime. The other 5 wanted vengeance. So now 5 out of 5 are doing a jail sentence. Ask the giant, I've been through it. So when I reach to the top, I say the ghetto made me do it. And I know how to strive, huh? Born and raised in the ghetto, so you know I can survive.
I gotta get away, run away.
Another brother and his bravery. Come on, that's one step backwards into mental slavery. Yeah, you best believe that's reality. You got black on black, then it's police brutality. Yeah, it's bad, but what makes me sad is that I'm being harassed by a black man with a badge. He's selling out because he's two-faced. But you only got one race, you only got a nigga's face. He's selling out because times is hard, and the ladies are getting robbed because I can't find a job. Fight to the top, and the other man will drop, and getting treated like savages will stop.
You got the right plan, but going about it the wrong way. Divided is the long way, united is the strong way. Too many die for us to take a pause. So let's all get ours and stop trying to get yours. Walk a straight path, but it's so easy to stumble. So weak minds crumble in the concrete jungle. Get the chance to sell drugs, you don't pass up. But a fast buck will wind up to be your last buck. It's a damn shame, you're deaf, dumb, and blind. Did it ever cross your mind? You're killing off your own kind. And pretty soon even you will be a goner. Easy access to guns, liquor stores on every corner. Street knowledge is a must, you never learn enough. You're physically rough, but mentally you gotta be tough. We shall overcome with no doubt. The runaway slave is saying peace and I'm out.
Runaway, runaway slave, Merc City in your area. Of course, you know what time it is, right? 516-453-9133. I got to just press 1 to join the conversation, and it's brought to you by them boys at Ngozi Time, multimedia. Now, of course, we all know this is, of course, Internet's longest-running hip-hop program. And, of course, I got my girl, you know, Princess C, on the, you know, right here next to me on the wheels of steel. How you like that, you know, so showbiz and AG right there, Princess C, talking about runaway slave, talking about the prison industrial complex, talking about rats and roaches in your room and all of that. You know what I mean? Talk to us right now.
Listen, runaway slave, I like that, okay? The lyrics of that song, you know, it was a lot of meaning in that song. So if y'all listen to those lyrics, you know, it's talking about really what's going on today and what was going on back then, what's going on now. And it's telling y'all what y'all should not be doing. And so, runaway slave, wow. That was deep. I never heard that song before, but I like it.
Yeah,
I
absolutely love it. You know, showbiz and AG, you know, I got a little twister. And then, of course, after the twister, you know, we're going to go into our first topic by, you know, the great doctor, the Princess C. And, of course, let's go into
all right.
it. Hold your head up, y'all.
Modern mesmerizing, motivating Mr. Maxwell. And I'm chilling with my man Showbiz. This goes out to my man Agent 99, Mike O.J. and Ron Dyke. Blowing up in 92. Hey.
My friends, diamond beats are fat just like a Benz. Andre the Giant is great, but I should also mention Lord Finesse, he's a funky technician. I'm on my way to the studio, it's the only way that I know how to play down low, punching keys like Rocky Balboa. Send rest in peace to the Shaka Figueroa. Some gotta grow up before they blow up. And did you ever know a young brother who had shit sewed up? Rented some BMs and Volvos and Benz. So much jewels, I had to pass shit down to my friends. But went down and out in pockets below. See how fast friends go when there's no cash flow. So I head for the top, times are hard. With some mops, no pops, I had to get my own props. I can wow out, button set. I just keep to myself and showbiz just hold his head. Wally World,
just hold your head. True blood, just hold your head. Carry dope, just hold your head.
A cousin Chris,
just hold your head.
Hold your head, that's what showbiz said. In memory of Cotto Harris, the eulogy read. Another friend was laid to rest. This world is just chaos, confusion, and a big mess. But we gotta keep striving to leave town, never get down, but keep rising. From the ghetto, not always ghetto-minded. Some are striving, the finish line, they never find it. All of a sudden, they life stops. From black on black, or harassed by white cops. Some are in jail to do time, to take away your time, your freedom, and your state of mind. So pay attention, these are facts, black.
take it from the giant, cause I've been there and back. This is advice, so take it. Stay strong on your path, and you will make it. I'm not trying to tell you what to do, just hold your head, and everything else will follow through.
Just around, just hold your head.
It's a cool day,
just hold your head.
My brother Kel,
just hold your head.
Big Todd,
just hold your head.
Green light, that's go, why should I stop? I'm not trying to get back by any narcops. What are you on, dope, or this is a joke? The other day you pulled me over, searching for cracks and coke. What's the problem? You know I'm sober. If you drove a fucking Nova, you wouldn't have to pull over. You're making me late, my papers are straight. Never hesitate to run check and then let me skate. Take my business card, it's in my left hand. You got the right motherfucker but the wrong goddamn plan. So pass me by, or you wonder why niggas pull out their Glock and point it right between your eyes. But I got my shit together, I never flip with the weather, and I always think clever. I think positive and legit. I gotta give big shouts to my peace, can do an infinite. Brother stare in my face like I'm a sucker. It's too easy to kill another young motherfucker. So I ignore it, I turn the other cheek.
Yo, show, you ain't got no time for these niggas, these boys are weak.
Some punks wanna spit razor things, but rock back in the Glock, and I don't shoot blinks. Young boys who thought they was ready, step to this, they made wrong moves, cause that ass got rock steady. Down the line, far from kind, whipping behind, and still packing nothing but a nine. Back on the block, out on the streets, I recoup, retreat, scheme real neat to make ends meet. But I can't live price, I stab with a knife, I want kids and a wife, not 25 to life, negative thoughts are dead. Showbiz is the man that always holds his motherfucking head.
To my man Tone,
just hold your head.
To Mad Mark,
just hold your head.
To Carmelo,
just hold your head.
To Big Jordan,
just hold your head.
Yeah. Even though we can say rest in peace to the brothers ain't here, it's never gonna bring them back. So you got to love the ones that you're close to now. And I say, and we out. AG, my man. Brother Collie Dog, just to everybody, man, just hold your motherfucking head.
Word, cause we been there, and we in here. Now, here we are.
Showbiz, and AG right here on the legendary Mix City, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the convo, okay? And go see time. Multimedia. Like my man Clev says, multimedia, and go right back to, you know, Princess C. We're not playing with them, man. We're trying to tell them, you know, this ghetto life. You know what I mean? If you're not built for it,
yeah,
it ain't for you. Stay in the house.
Right.
Stay in the house. Now we go to our first statement. Of course, you may have three statements on a topic. You choose to do that, but I think we're going to do two statements. So we're going to do the first statement of the first topic. By the wonderful and outstanding C.
All right, everybody. Hey, this is Princess C, y'all, tonight. And, you know, as I said in the opening, our youth, you know, we have to save them. And in today's society, this is like 2023, everybody. And the sad thing is that our young people are faced with so many obstacles, okay? Like when I was growing up back in the 60s and 70s, hey, there's always been obstacles. But today's youth have far more obstacles that they're facing. You know, when I was growing up, of course, yes, there was racism around. But the thing is, like when I grew up, everybody, like, we had communities. We had a real neighborhood. Now, see, this is my definition of a neighborhood. A neighborhood, you have neighbors, okay? So your neighbor and all of the neighbors combined together make up a neighborhood, and then all these neighborhoods together make up a community. And so our neighbors back then were very neighborly, okay? So we had adults that really looked after all the kids of the block, okay? So, you know, I lived on the street, a very small street, but I knew all of my neighbors, okay? Everyone knew each other. And the parents, other parents, and even those that didn't have kids, as long as they were an adult, They were allowed to chastise children that were out of control, children that were cursing and doing, you know, little bad things that other adults would observe. And those adults, they were allowed to, you know, reprimand that child, even spank them. And the parents, when they got home from work or if they were in the house or whatever, that particular neighbor would let the parents know what the child did. And that, hey, they had to reprimand that child or they had to spank that child. And guess what? None of the parents got upset. They didn't go and curse out the other adult for yelling at their child or reprimanding them or even whipping their behinds. Okay, so they got their asses beat, all right? And all kids back then got their asses beat if you were out of control. If you were disrespectful to adults, if you were disrespectful, guess what? You got your ass tore up. But that's lacking today. So that's one of the odds that are against our young people. So these odds, without parents or adults showing their concern and their love for the young people, you know, they tend to just look the other way. When a young person is cursing up a storm around elderly people, no one says a word. They allow it to happen. And so, yeah, these kids are just going to continue to do what they do if the older people don't speak up, okay? And so I'm different. Yes. I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. I'm different. Because guess what? I will say whatever I need to say to these young people. If they're cursing in my presence, I'm going to tell them to watch their mouth and to stop cursing because it's disrespectful. And I don't care how they feel about it. If they want to talk back to me, guess what? They got another thing coming. Okay, so far, no young person that I have ever reprimanded has said anything out of the way to me, okay? Okay, for cursing around, they apologize if they don't get their butts up and give a seat to an elderly lady on the bus or a pregnant woman on the bus, okay? And whatever they're doing, guess what? I am going to speak up and tell them it's not right. So we are lacking that concern about our young people. And they're up against so much, people, all of these odds that are weighing against them today. We don't just have white racist people or white racist cops killing our young people or locking them up in their teenage years and keeping them behind bars until they're too old to make babies, okay? They're up against that. They're up against education. Okay, where the public school systems in inner cities suck so bad, and I don't even want to say it has to do with teachers, but yeah, there are some teachers that are just looking for a paycheck, but then the teachers don't get paid that much. Okay, but some teachers don't need to teach because they don't know how. Okay, but we have corrupt school districts that are getting money from the state government, from federal government, and they're not investing those monies into our youth by providing after-school programs and all types of things like music programs, fine arts, even art programs, and now the vocational schools that they've been closing down in so many inner cities, they need to bring all that stuff back. So they have the educational system, okay, that is really totally against black and brown children, okay? Not only the police and racist people that are killing them, but they're killing each other. They're killing each other. And we have to really look and dig deep to find out why are they killing each other, okay? We know that there's some, you know, that used to kill each other, like even back in the day, over materialistic things, okay? Which that should not even be a factor. Why kill somebody over a materialistic thing like a pair of sneakers, okay? A pair of Jordans, okay? $400 or $500 pair of sneakers. And these parents are going out buying this crap. For what? and they can't even pay their electric bill, but they're going to buy a pair of sneakers that they know they can't afford just so their kids can have it. That causes problems in itself. And, you know, so our young people, they need much prayer. They need people that's going to be concerned about what they're doing, because right now adults are looking the other way, and they have written our young people off, saying that there's no hope, no help for them. But guess what, people? As long as they're still living, as long as there's breath in their bodies, there is still hope for our young people. But we're the problem right now. Adults, you are the problem because you are looking the other way instead of reaching out to help our young people by mentoring them, taking an interest in what they're doing, correcting them when they're wrong, because a lot of them don't have the proper parenting at home. They have parents that are on drugs, that are prostitutes, and all kinds of other things, and these are the only role models that they see. The role models they see, these rappers and all that, are just rapping about drugs, sex, and violence, nothing positive to help groom our young people. Adults, I urge you to take an interest in our youth, because the children are our future, everybody. And I don't care what y'all say. They are our future, and if they continue to be wiped off the face of this earth, guess what? Hey, where will the black population be like 20, 30 years from now? If every single day across this country, young people are dying at the hands of another black young person. And it has to stop, everybody. It has to stop. So, hey, they're up against all odds. So why not change those odds for our young people, okay, by coming together and helping young person? If each adult would take an interest in one child to change that young child's life, to have a positive impact on that child's life, guess what? Our young people will change. But right now, they feel as though no one cares, okay? Y'all hear me? They feel as though no one cares, and it is so very sad. A little bit later in the show, we're going to hear from a young man, okay, a young man that is in the 11th grade in high school, okay, and we're going to hear how he was up against all odds until he met a woman who changed his life through her program, all right? So, hey, our young people are up against the odds. It's time for us to change those odds, okay? It's time for us to change that narrative and make a difference in the life of a young person. Hey, I'm Princess to y'all. All right, so hey, what you got, what you got, what you got? Doc Olasky.
Hey, yo, your baby J, man.
Yo, what's up, Chubbis?
Yo, time to start some taste. You ready to do this, you know what I'm saying? We got to hit him with the flavor.
All right, Chris, drop the new flavor on him, then.
Nah, not that, man. I did that 3 years ago, man. We got to kick him with a new flavor. You know what time it is. You got to come correct, man.
All right, yo, Chris, drop the new flavor on him.
Come on, Dosh. Yeah, 1992, Showbiz and AG, we about to catch a wreck. And I got my main man, Diamond D. He's about to catch a wreck from digging in the crates and all that. And I just say, I shot the neck off of all those who commercialize. They got real hip-hop effects. Alright, come on, Diamond D, come on.
Yo, check it. See, I'm back on the block, but my name ain't Quincy. Yeah, I'm chopping rappers up into mincemeat. Step up and speak if your shit ain't weak. The beats for the cheap kids, they don't come cheap. I practice my craft so you can call me macaroni. And I get cheese and more runs than a pony. Smoke a lot of herb, but I don't chew tobacco. When show drops the beat, I say,
holy mackerel.
The sun don't front any longer.
Yeah.
See, my status is large and the props are getting stronger. Huh. Ride around with Lou Dork in the path. Sit back and laugh or maybe sign an autograph. I'm walking tall, but yo, I'm not a cracker. Don't run with the bourgeois, my crew's much blacker. So give a shout for the man with the clout. Tipping on again, it's out, yo, I'm out. showbiz. My man still digging in the great diamond deep. Yeah, I'm still digging in the great showbiz. My man still digging in the great diamond deep. Yeah, I'm still digging in the great. Hey yo, it's often said, but it's never read. The diamond gotta be for every dread in his head. But don't be misled. Wow. To break beats of dead, I'm not the biz who runs around a super broke head. I'm just a cool brother who hang out in a chop shop. And I still get my props for giving brothers knocks. So step up front, yeah, that's if you want it. What? It's time to breathe, there's no future in frontin'. Cause they know, and I know, and she know, and we know. That I'm an old champ like Bruno Sammartino, or Ivan Pussy, or the brother Tony Atlas. To buy my EP and showbiz will be the baddest. And baddest is my status. I knew a man ain't status. You rode the night train to Georgia just like baddest. Night in the pits, there's my 40s on my list. You pass them away, I might flip and take a sip. Or sit back and smoke a blunt with Slick Nick. Sometimes he puffs slow, sometimes he puffs quick. I'd rather grab the mic and concentrate or get in tape. I'm out and I'm still digging in the fucking crate. Showbiz, my man still digging in the crate, diamond D. Yeah, I'm still digging in the crate. Showbiz, my man still digging in the crate, diamond D. Yeah, we're still digging in the crate. Showbiz, my man still digging in the crate, diamond D. Yeah, we're still digging in the crate. Showbiz, my man still digging in the crate, diamond D. Yeah, I'm still digging in the crate.
Word up, man. You gotta keep digging in the crate, you know what I'm saying? Word, my man Premier, he's still digging in the crate. Lost Professor, Pete Rock, 45 King, Mr. Long.
Mr. Long, alright, I got
Tribe Called Quest,
my man Shaquem,
Peter Wayne still digging in the crate.
My man Latif,
Rashawn,
my man Kid Capri,
the Biz Markie,
my man Jazzy J.
Yo, I heard that kid G-Rate, yo, that nigga dope.
Yeah,
word up, digging in the crate, you know what I'm saying? King Tech, yo, my man's digging in the crate, all that. Keep the flavor going. Keep it. Yeah.
Oh, last keys. Yeah. Since 2012, I've been saying this, and this, because I'm so satisfying. Murp, city in your area. You know what time it is, right? 516-453-9133. We're going to just press 1 to join the conversation. And brought to you by them boys at Ngozi Time Multimedia. And, of course, you know, I got, you know, special requests from a young lady. You know what I mean? Her name is Tanya. You know what I mean? From the Bronx. You know what I mean? BX and the Trinity Ave. You know what I'm saying? Grand Concourse. I see you. And so you want to hear more than one way? Really? Girl, you better stop playing.
Hey, what's up? I'm chilling with my man. What's my man name?
Dude Dogs
in the motherfucking house.
Hey.
Word up, blowing up and all that. You know? Yeah. Ride around with Dude Dog in the path and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As we eat up, you know, do your thing. Show biz and ain't cheap. Hello, dog. Back to house. Hi.
I wanted as a little kid. I wanted to be like the dealers a lot, cause of the things they had and the respect that they got. All the girls used to jock them, and I wonder why my parents used to knock them. I had a talent or a hobby, you should say. I like rap or poetry. Well, anyway, stay away from drugs. I paid it no mind. I wanted to hustle for bread instead of writing rhymes. So I said to hell with it. Instead of staying away from drugs, I was selling it. I was out all day until a jar was done. Instead of rocking the parties, I was robbing them. The females paid me no mind, not a giant. Andre Barnes at the time, but the rock started selling. The dough was coming in, dealers wanted in. Girls started running in. Some said I'm crazy how I'm living. I must be crazy cats and crazy women. Yeah, my gear was right, huh. They call me Andre the Giant, and it wasn't because of my height. Losing G's and CeeLo, I never sweated. Cause my connect got kilos. My bank, 2,000, that's what's in it. Rollin' CeeLo, head crack, making G's in a minute. Oh yeah, I'm all 40. Yeah, I'm handsome. But the money made me gorgeous. Now the girls wanna see me. The little kids around the block wanna be me. I was chillin' in $1,000 coats. I had links and ropes. Ayo, the shit was dope. I had the jewels, oh did I have the jewels? The talk of the town, the neighborhood news. But friends weren't true inside. They were passengers, just going along for the ride. And it makes you say damn. Because I felt so hard, I had scars on my hand. I thought I'd be fine, but I got bagged and snagged, and then I had to do a little time. Friends don't hang, it's a waste of time. I got $1, one girl, and some great rhymes. I pursued the wrong dream. Now to make a fast buck, I got a scheme. Find a CeeLo game, your bank, I got a buck. I ate to a deuce, yeah, that's just my luck. I gotta go right and exact. Instead of a package, I wanted a mic and a hype track. Instead of robbing the parties, I'm ripping them. MCs were getting done, every week a different one. It's time to put my talent to use. There's no excuse, I just gotta get loose, huh. And now I'm really convinced. I got raw with law finesse and been straight since. Now you see how I lost it, but I bounced back. You might not be as fortunate, so take heed, my friend. Before you take a shortcut that leads to a dead end. Take my advice, cause the giant said so. And remember, there's more than one way out the ghetto.
Showbiz, 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 and AG, Andre the Giant, you know what I mean, Brooklyn's Finest, Brownsville, and of course, the legendary Merchant City Hip Hop Programming, brought to you by James Hardy tonight, James Hardy Company, and of course, your boys out there at Ngozi Time Multimedia. So of course, what more can we say than we always say? That number one caller today, you are on live with my girl, Princess C, and your boy, Olasky.
Hello, we got the two doctors on the line. This is Tiana Speaks. How are the two doctors doing tonight?
I was waiting for C to say something, but okay. Listen. I was waiting for C to say something, but you know, I was almost going to say something. You know what I'm saying? Feeling lovely, luxurious, and also satisfying. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I wanted to comment on something that she said. I don't know what she said verbatim, so I can't repeat it, but she said something, and it hit me because I never really looked at it like that. She said about them being locked up and I guess until, you know, they can't make any more children. And I was like, that's the reason why we get sentenced more, longer time, as opposed to other races, so that we can't procreate. I never thought about that. I never, ever thought about that. I'm like, whoa, that was just like, bam, hit me right in the head. I'm just, I don't know. I never thought about that, though. I never thought about that. Like, I know, like, as a whole, I thought of it as an individual. Like, man, he won't come out until he, you know, be able to see his children, or either he's not going to be able to, you know, have a family or so. But I never thought about it on an entire, like, basis of people. That was like a good point. I just had to tell you that.
Okay.
I don't know what you said. That was like deep for me. I'm like, maybe that's why we get like harder sentences, and like that just makes so much sense. That absolutely makes so much sense. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's depopulation. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the plan. You know, we can kill the young.
Yeah.
You know, that's
yeah.
one thing. And then we can, you know, over sentence people to come out at 60. You know what I'm saying? There's always been a fear of a black planet. Chuck D.
Yeah.
said that. Fear of a black
yeah.
planet.
Yeah.
Princess
mm-hmm.
C.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
I mean, I know about the detox population, but it's just like I never thought about it in that aspect. On one, like all together, like related together. I was just like, I don't know why that just never. I thought about when you said it. I'm like, oh man, that makes so much sense. That makes so much sense. It never hit me. Like
yeah.
That, you know, so I thank you for saying
yeah.
that. You always learn something. Somebody was speaking to me today. And I was talking about WBNN, and I said, you know what, I was saying how I call in and everything, and they were like, well, you make sure it adds to your life, and I'm like, well, you know, when you call into each person's show, you always learn something. One, even if it's just one little small thing, you take away from each show something, and I just go with that, so thank you so much. And I will be on September 23rd, The Power of Thoughts, and I'm excited because it's part two of How Men Love. So please tune in at 9:30, September 23rd.
Yeah.
And you guys know, I love y'all both.
Love you
too,
yeah.
Tiana.
Listen now, this Friday, this Power of Thoughts this Sunday right here on the WBNN Network, the one and only Beverly Nation. Now, of course, this is the time when, you know, Dr. J starts to cringe. Yes, Dr. J. I'm going to let you go into your second dissertation, you know what I mean, of, you know, the first topic. And then, you know, I'm going to come on, you know, before I bring on, you know, that track, bring me on to, you know, say a little say before I, you know, play that track. Now, Princess.
Okay, so here we go. We're still talking about, you know, up against all odds with our young people today, everybody. And, you know, Tiana speaks, she really felt that, you know, when I talked about how our young people that are being locked up at the age of 14, 15, 16, 17, okay, as children and not coming out till they're like 50 and 60 and all of that. And these men never had children, never got married. And it's so sad. And if y'all notice behind the walls, like they're still giving food and then different beverages that contain these toxic ingredients and all types of chemical stuff that will make the men sterile, make them impotent, make them not be able to make babies. And, you know, it's so sad. And that's been going on for decades upon decades in different penal institutions. And that's a sad thing. And so, yes, it is a way of depopulating us. And so, you know, we're being depopulated in so many ways, and it's just so sad. So that's why it's important, everybody, that we help these young people get off the streets, help them to change their lives around and not be a product of their environment. Like if they have a home environment that's not conducive to productivity, and being, you know, someone that is doing good, no role models in that household, okay, we have to let them know, hey, you do not have to remain a product of that unhealthy environment, that toxic environment, and that they can become somebody in life. They don't have to lead a life of gangbanging and trying to fit in with people that are out here doing crimes and, you know, being, what do you want to call it, like a bad boy or whatever, a bad girl and, you know, thug life. They don't have to live a life like that. And we have to show them a better way. They don't have to stand on the street and sell drugs, okay? There are other ways to make money. And that fast life that they're trying to lead, and it's not right. And the reason that a lot of them are going that direction is because of the music that they listen to. You know, the music, these rappers, these thugs that's out here making these rap songs about selling drugs, about killing people and shooting up and, you know, going, you know, having all kinds of killings and, you know, these raps. Hey, they're telling the story, yeah. okay? And the story they're telling is a story that you, as parents, should not want your children to hear. But, of course, we have parents that are listening to that same music, and so they don't care that their kids are listening to it because they're listening to it. And if we have parents today that will be like the parents of yesterday, okay, our youth would not be so lost today, people. The young people are lost. And you know how they have the different categories like Generation X and Generation Y and Z and all of that stuff, okay? I think it's the Generation Z. They're the lost generation. And it's pitiful. But we have to help them find themselves. And how do they find themselves, people? It's going to take loving, caring adults to reach out and touch a child, okay? Not walk in fear of speaking to children, these teenagers. They're still children, okay? Although they're living this life of crime, guess what? They're still children. They are somebody's child. And if their parents don't care, we have to step in and show that we care, okay? And, you know, that's where that saying goes, and I know y'all heard it time and time again, it takes a village. And yes, it does. And a lot of people don't grasp the concept of that. It takes a village. And what that means is it's going to take more than just a child's parent. It's going to take that neighbor, that teacher, that cousin, that aunt, you know, that friend. It's going to take more than just the parent to look after these children and to groom them and to mentor them, okay? Because as I said, there's so many kids that don't have anybody, people. Yeah, they got parents, but that parent is not really there, okay? Because the parent is either asleep when that child gets up to attempt to go to school, okay? Some kids don't have a parent to wake them up to go to school, okay, because the parent is hungover from the night before or drugged up, okay, or out still in the streets. So that child is left to fend for themselves in the morning to try to get up and go to school. They don't have a breakfast made for them, so they're grabbing chips or a donut or, you know, tasty cakes and Doritos and all kinds of unhealthy crap. They're putting that into their bodies. So nutrition plays a part. Yes, it does. Okay, so they're eating this food that's no good for them, number one. Food that's going to hinder their learning because they're not getting fresh fruits and vegetables that helps to enhance the brain. And it opens you up for learning, okay? And there's been studies on that, people. So here you have nutrition that's playing a role in negatively impacting our young people because they're not getting the proper nutrition, okay? And then when they attempt to go to school, the other odds that they're up against is getting to school safely. With all of this senseless gun violence in inner cities, it's dangerous today. So some kids are like, hey, I don't want to go to school. It's too dangerous to get there if they're on a school bus. Guess what? People are being shot on school buses today. School buses are being shot at, okay? And then let's talk about walking to school, okay? That's a danger in itself because kids are getting shot walking to school. They're getting shot on the playground, in the schoolyard, going into school. They're being shot inside of the school, okay? Kids are bringing guns into school. They're shooting teachers, okay? So our young people are up against so much, and yet adults won't show their concern for these young children, okay? So the ones that want to go to school and learn and get an education, they are fearing for their lives. And so what do we do, people? What do we do to help these young people? Again, number one, show that you care. Let them know, hey, I care about you. You know, what can I do to help you to make your day better? Do you mind if I take you under my wing and mentor you and help show you a better lifestyle? You know, so many of you adults have so many skills and talents. If you just show a young person, like teach them what you know. If you have a skill, if you have a talent, teach that young person what you know, okay? Help show them that, hey, they can be somebody, all right? So adults, again, stop walking in fear. You know, I've heard so many adults say, oh, well, I don't want to go and talk to those boys on the corner selling drugs because they might pull out a gun and shoot me. Guess what? They might pull out a gun and shoot you even if you don't go talk to them, okay? Or you may just get shot in the crossfire, okay? But if you want to make your community safe again, you best get out there and start talking to these young people, the ones that are standing on the corner selling drugs, okay, the thugs on your block. You need to start talking to them. And not in a way that you're talking to them negatively or, you know, like yelling at them and cursing them out for what they're doing. Go to them with love, okay? And guess what? They will welcome the conversation because nobody's taking time to do it. Because y'all are too fearful, okay? So stop being afraid. Stop being little sissies and punks and little damn assholes, okay? Because that's what y'all are being. Idiots, okay? Sissies. I mean, it's just sad. Especially you men. Because listen, there are more women that will get out there and say something to these young boys, okay, than the men. So we are the real men today that will stand up and take a stance against the senseless gun violence and reach out and talk to these corner boys, okay? Because some of y'all men used to be a corner boy, but it was different back then because y'all would just stand on the corner and drink your 40s and drink your wine and sing, okay? Today, they're standing out on the corner selling drugs, okay? They're in the middle of the block selling drugs. They're inside of stores selling drugs. They're in school selling drugs. But guess what? It's up to you men to start doing what you need to do to reach out to these young people that are against all odds. Everything's up against them, people. And so you, as an adult, can't be against them because there's too much against them already. Hey, I'm Princess C, y'all. And guess what? We're going to be speaking with Dr. DeShonda in a few minutes with our next segment or our next topic. And hopefully my little young friend, I hope he didn't fall asleep.
Yeah, we hope.
Okay, because he does have
I hope
school
he didn't
tomorrow,
fall asleep
y'all.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. I haven't seen him yet. Listen, I ain't seen, you know, when you put him out there, you know what I mean? Poor Princess C, but of course, let's go right there to it. Now I'm going to give you America's Nightmare. You know what I mean? You know,
uh-oh.
It's time for the young folk to hear their song. So now it's time for Princess C to go and cringe. And I see the callers right there I'm bringing you on. Anybody want to talk to us? All you got to do is press 1, because now I'm about to make Princess C real mad. We go right now to the young people. Shit. King Von and Lil Durk.
Touch a trendy wallet.
You want back then? Hey, Von, tell bro, go spin that bin. All them niggas was scared to shoot our bins. We had guns in they lens. He think he's tough, but we the reason why he keep guns in his pants. You can't talk about Von the Rami world if I go, cause that's my twin.
Shit got real. And I got locked up in that gym, but I ain't tell. And my homie think I choose his cousin, well, oh well. You just beat his body like I beat mine, ain't no L. Sign a deal for a couple mil, little nigga, I still drip.
We on the same shit.
Yeah.
Fuck the same bitch, let's get it. On the same block,
yeah.
Held the same switch,
yeah.
Gang, I know I ain't trippin',
uh-uh.
They think they caught a slip,
uh-huh.
Ain't got that window, don't soon as the lane switch,
let's get it.
You know my aim different,
uh-huh.
Three bodies, same pistol, don't play, we change niggas,
yeah.
This me, I'm the same nigga, don't let the same trick,
Don't let this flame hit you. Don't let that name get you in a hospital off some painkillers. But you mean the Brahma fluid. If you do it, I'ma do it. If you do it, I'ma do it. Go hop out the car, do it.
Damn, that's evil twin.
That mean we evil then. Evil twin, evil twin. Got him back equal then.
You ain't got nobody. Little nigga, you a bitch, you a hoe. You ain't shoot nobody. Try to count my body. You gon' need 3-4 hands tryna count my body. 2 hits out of Audi. Sneak up on him, 2 shots to his head. Then we out it. The killers and robbers voucher. 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 The killers and robbers voucher.
Merc City in your area. Merc City in your area. Now, do you want to step in the hospital with painkillers? Or you want some other embalming fluid, nigga? Pick and choose. Princess C, before I bring on my caller, that name of the song was called Evil Twin. Put 2 to your head, but you thought you was dead, and I came back around, and I shot more to you. Gave you 2 more lead, now you fled, now you die out in your car. Okay.
Jeez.
Talk about that right there. What our kids are listening to. Merc City in your area.
Yeah. So that's what they're listening to, everybody, and, you know, stuff like that. Hey, they are trying to live out what they're hearing in these songs. And, you know, that's the sad thing, y'all, okay? And then some of these rappers that are making these songs, some of them didn't even live that type of lifestyle, but they've been up there putting it in the rap so it can sell.
Ain't no
money.
Crazy?
I mean, so it can, you know, it can sell.
I got to go there. King Von lived that type of life, and he didn't give a damn. And it was hitters, you know, had contract on his life, and he finally got killed outside of his own hometown. You know what I mean? He's out there, you know what I mean, you know, shooting pool and playing, you know, bowling and all that. At 3 o'clock in the morning, they shot him up, you know what I mean, 17 times. On the same thing that he talked about in Evil Twins was the same thing that ended his life to his demise. Caller number 2. You are live right now with Merc City in your area.
Yeah. Well, this is Jetty A-Track of the Soul Genius Shampoo Program from WBNN. Beverly, how y'all doing tonight?
Hey,
chilling,
Jetty.
Chilling, man. We here, Jetty. You know what I mean? We here, man. I said what I said. I played what I played. You know what I mean? You know, we get down with Showbiz and AG on a, you know, jazzy tip. And then, of course, you know how to, you know, show my dexterity to all the young little whippersnappers out there. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You need to get your ass whipped with the belt, you know what I'm saying, and go to bed. You know what I'm saying? All you young folk out there, do not mess with old ass ski. I have you pissing your pants, going prosthetic, and you be scared to go to sleep. The shit I play. Because y'all punk ass.
And this is the reason why I had to call in, because the main thing that I wanted to do is give y'all both y'all flowers. You know what I mean? Dr. Chinchilla J, I hear you. You know what I'm saying? Doing your thing, you know what I mean? Dropping some gems as far as the topic goes and conversation regarding the youth. But, you know, Dr. DJ Olatsky, man, I hear you dropping everything from jazz grooves to drill moves, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, keep on having that hip-hop vibration alive and set forth, you know what I'm saying? I'm not here to jump into the conversation too much on the front of, you know what I'm saying, the pot that you just stirred with King Von, because, you know, I enjoy King Von music from here to there, but it's essential for us to have our guidance, you know what I mean? Balance is everything, you know what I'm saying? So it's essential for us to have our guidance with anything that we do in life and with any avenue that we decide to traverse, you dig?
Yeah, man, I dig it real good, man. Of course, you know, this outstanding rookie, you know, class of 2023, you know what I'm saying? What do you have to say, man, about your show, man? You know, Soul Genius Slam. Ooh, Lord have mercy.
And look, the conversations on Soul Genius Shampoo, this is just about reality talk mixed in with reality rap and reality walks, you know what I'm saying? You know, real life excerpts from testimonials that I've experienced, you know, real-time conversations and real-time feels coming from a person who had to walk through hellfire to be able to understand what heaven's air smelled like, if you feel me.
Man, do we really feel you, man. You know, hey, Princess, see, we have to say to this young man, you know what I mean, who's been through that type of lifestyle, okay, changed his life, you know what I mean, outstanding husband, outstanding father, who could have went the wrong way, who he could be one of the people you talking about, you know, on Sunday nights. How you feel about that?
Wow. Yeah, you know, that's so true. But yet, you know, he's out here doing something wonderful. He's married with a child, you know, being a good husband, a good father. And, you know, and we have to look up with his upbringing. And that's why it's so important. And I think I believe when, you know, I interviewed Jetty 8-Track on Meet the Host, you know, they talked about his mom. God bless her and may she continue to rest well. You know, he talked about her being a woman of God and how he was instilled with those principles and values and morals. And so that's why it's so important for our youth to have that during their youth ages, you know. And if the parent is not doing it, then somebody has to, because it will impact them as they get older. Now, some may, you know, go off on their own way for a bit, but guess what? They're going to always come back to their roots. If they were brought up in God, in the house of the Lord, they're going to come back to God. They're going to find their way back, you know.
You know what's
so
crazy about that?
That's why it's so important.
You know, I would talk about this. Having great parents like I had, you know, me, you know, I mean, it wasn't even peer pressure, what I wanted to do. So when I gangbang, that's what I wanted to do. It is what it is, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, shout out to all the folk out there, Nutty Block Crips, Compton, California. But, you know what I mean? But, you know, I changed my life. I could have easily went that, you know, you know, down, you know, San Quentin or death. You know what I mean? You know, stayed up of ground and mean, or down six and green and dead. You know what I mean? So, you know, I know that, you know, all in all, the great creator of all worlds, you know, saved my life to even be on this radio. You know what I mean? Because I was a miscreant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did some devious and devilish things that I still got to go to judgment for. And I'm ready to stand before God for it. I did what I did. But, however, I'm trying to change my life to the better. Jetty 8-Track, any final thoughts?
Honestly, that's what it's all about. You know, and, you can't live anybody else's life for them. You know what I mean? The best that we could ever stand up for as far as our influence on the youth's lives is being able to say that we'll be there for you. You know what I'm saying? It's something that my mother even imparted upon me, because my mother really was like, we would be like, yo, as much as I want to keep you on the wing, I love you, so I have to let you fly. I have to let you breathe as much as I really, really want to keep you on my wing. A person needs to feel the fire sometimes for themselves. A person needs to go out and experience the world for themselves. It's the story of the prodigal son. You know what I'm saying? The son that had everything but still was like, yo, dad, I want to have my inheritance and go out to the world. And it hurt the dad to hear that. The dad taught the son. The dad allowed the son to go out. And when the son realized what reality was, didn't know nothing about investing money, wasted and squandered all his money, he was out there eating with all the dogs, and he was like, yo, I eat better at my father's palace. Came back, and his father took him in. They didn't even fret about it. His father threw a party for him. It was like, yo, let's have a celebration. My son has returned. So that's what we have to be to these youths out here. You know what I'm saying?
The critique and the criticizing,
all that is easy to do when you're on the outside looking in. Because one thing about King Von, I'm glad that you played that King Von record. One thing about King Von that some people might not know is, even though he was talking all that liveness and actually doing like a lot of crazy stuff, he was putting on for Old Block. He was helping to provide for families in Old Block. With everything that he was doing, that was one thing that he always came back to the hood to make sure. He was buying chains for all his cats out there. There's a video with him putting out, like, he came back with the bag from the label. He was dishing out money to all his homies out there. It was like, yo, this amount's for you. This amount's for you. Yo, take care of that. So we're talking about youths that are not just misled, but they understand the concept of responsibility. They understand the concept of being grown and being accountable. It's just, they have to be also understanding of the fact that there are also other alternative ways to being able to do the things that they want to do instead of them being feeling like they pigeonholed in the, achieving their goals the only way that they see.
Yeah. Yeah, and I agree with that, too. Yeah. I want to thank you for calling, too, because one thing he talked about King Von, and I appreciate that. You know what I mean? Yeah, he took care of, you know what I mean, Old Block, you know what I mean? You know, Englewood, you know, those sections down there, you know, Roseland, all those sections in South, you know, South Side Chicago. Yes, he did, you know, on the low. But then his music, when someone was immature, Princess D, they don't give a fuck about what he's doing in the hood. They're trying to kill somebody because they're encouraged by his music. And so that's the legend of Merc City. Now, of course, you know, before we go into our second, you know, segment, because I know, you know, our girl is biting at the bit, you know what I mean, for the second topic. You know, I'm going to make it jazzy for you. You know how I do. I'm the greatest. Like, I just can't wait to play this track. Oh, my God. You know, all of the people out there just give me a big kiss because fat pockets, baby.
I like my pockets fat and not flat. 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 I like my pockets fat and not flat.
So get back.
I like my pockets fat and not flat.
So get back.
I like my pockets fat and not flat.
So get back.
I like my pockets fat and not flat.
So get back.
My pockets stay fat. And they always like that. Not only in my pocket, in my bank, there's stacks of dope. Cause I move slow, I get my cash flow, and then I go.
What?
And brothers don't know, I'm on a down low. Some get mad cause they can't understand that I'm 23 years old. I'm in command, I'm down with D.I.T.C. I'm digging in the crates, and my partner A.G., we always keep crazy.
Hey.
I'm staying fat cause what comes around goes around. I always look out and help a brother when he's down. And out like a boy scout, brothers always shout.
You're looking out, show.
Yeah, without a doubt. But don't try to take advantage. I just leave you alone instead of putting that ass in bed. Signing off for show B.I.G. And next up is A.G. like his pockets F.A.T.
I like my pockets fat and not flat.
I like my pockets fat and not flat. I like my pockets fat and not flat. I like my pockets fat and not flat. I like my pockets fat and not flat.
Check it out, yo. A.G. is living fat in the mental. In other words, can I get a soul flat? Digging in a fake with something smooth. Showbiz and AD, your money remade, the party groove. And I'm a top-notch competitor, carrying dough like a treasurer. Getting pussy, oh, that's regular, but the sex I never take. Cause if that bitch screams rape, like Mike Tyson, I'm upstate. And you know that's a fact, Black. So if she says no, that means no. And that's that, no matter how cute or how desperate.
Hey, yo, she gotta get the food.
Yeah, she gotta see the exit, but I'm not mad I didn't hit it. I just dialed 7 digits and some skin death with it. Phones in the closet, that's my logic. You gotta be smart and keep a down low in the project. Watch the step and take it easy. Or act like Stevie Wonder, cause you know you can't see me. Don't sip no coke, but I might drink a brew or even two.
RJ the Giant, not you.
Yeah, wrecking them seeds with just my demo. And pulling all the cuties with no problemo. That's right, cause I'm a gamer. Your girl left you for me, A.G., I don't blame her. Step back, get the six in your back. Now you step up because my pockets are fat.
I like my pockets fat and not flat. I like my pockets fat and not flat. I like my pockets fat and not flat. It's time to take brothers from the corner, clean up their act, and give them a chance to do what they wanna. I'm not trying to be a bum with a 40, that's not my style. I gotta work hard like naughty. By nature, you should understand, to get yours in this land, you gotta work for yours, Black man. You think it's easy cause I rap? So don't ask me for a dollar, motherfucker, you ain't handicapped. And if you was, you still have the chance. Look how I flip, angels a bitch, now I'm making you dance. Yeah, it's show B.I.Z. from your neighbor, H-O-O-D, R-A-P. Because I wanna stay fat, to keep clothes on my back, and you know I never slack. For all the bums that said that I forgot where I came from, eat crumbs on the corner in a slum. I'm hungry enough to grow fame. Here's a dollar, go to the store, but bring me back my fucking change. I'm not trying to spend on so-called friends, not even with skins. Put that bullshit to an end, so fuck the groupies on tour. I'm trying to make $1 million, some shit I never saw before. So save that bullshit for later, and when I'm large, hoes give me head on an escalator. Yup, I like the flow, with show B.I.Z., a.k.a. Mr. F.A.T.
Yeah, I'm so satisfied. Your boy, the legend, DJ Olaski on turntables 1 and 2 for you, and especially you, Merc City, and your every... Shout out to all the folks out there that follows us since 2012. Time it is. You know what time it is. You know what time it is. I give you what you need. If it ain't hip-hop, I give you what you need. If it's jazz, I give you what you need. Don't ever get me fucked up. And, of course, back to the second tap, Pick Up the Night by Princess.
All right. Thank you so much, Doc Ski. All right. So our next topic, everybody, is the power of togetherness, the importance of togetherness. And, wow, we see today in 2023, we're not going to talk about any other years because, hey, we are currently in September of 2023 with only one more week, basically, to go. Well, a week and a half left. And then we'll be into the 10th month of 2023 with two more months left. So let's talk about from now moving forward, okay, with togetherness. You know, togetherness, that means unity. That means coming together as one in solidarity, working together for a specific purpose or cause. And right now, September, today is September 18th, 2023. And we have to realize and recognize the power and the importance of togetherness, everybody. Why is that? Well, hey, we can do things individually, and hey, one person doing something good each day, reaching a child each day, that is awesome, okay? But just imagine if we come together to formulate different ideas and put them into action. You know, I'm the type of person, I don't like sitting in meeting after meeting and all these different groups and organizations coming together, talking a bunch of hoopla about what should happen and what should be done. And, you know, then they meet week after week or month after month. And then before you know it, years have gone by and they have not implemented a damn thing. Right? But yet they have these meetings and they're getting grant monies to provide resources and to provide programs for our young people. But where are these programs, everybody? Okay? And, you know, this is something that really gets under my skin when organizations are getting mad money, but they're not implementing anything. They're not working together with other people and organizations to really bring about a change for our youth. And it infuriates me because I don't think any of these organizations should be getting any damn money, okay? Because most of them are pocketing it, using it for their own benefit instead of for the benefit of our young people. And that has to stop, number one, okay? But togetherness, listen, when we work together, we can make a huge impact at a faster pace, okay? Now, yeah, one by one, we can make some small changes, but come together,
all right,
we can make
okay,
some
okay.
So right
we thought
now,
we thought
have about
we thought we lost
2 months
you, girl.
Left.
We thought we lost you there for a second. All right, keep talking, sis.
Yeah, so we want to make sure, people, that we're doing things to impact our youth, and that's by coming together, okay? So what we have to do, we need to listen to what the young people need. What are their needs, number one? And, you know, at the same time as we're listening, then we're coming up with ideas to implement different programs that will meet the needs of these young people, okay? We have to develop relationships with the young people. And to work together, we need to develop relationships with other adults, other organizations that are trying to help our young people. And then that's when the power comes, by working together, okay? So we talk about a family unit. Family unit, that means that one, okay? But then we have that community. That community needs to work together, come together as one, to help the youth in each particular community. So right here in the city of Philadelphia, y'all, we have so many different communities, okay? And if every community would come together and work together to bring about a change for our young people, guess what? It could work. And, you know, great things, they're not done by impulse alone, okay? So here's how we do great things, people. A series of small things being brought together. I don't care how small, how minute, what you may want to do for a young person may seem, okay? But that small thing can have a huge impact on the life of a young person out there that thinks that no one cares, okay? So coming together, showing that we care, you know, and then we can do it block by block. If one block would just come together, every street has young people. So if you're in the block and there's young people in that block, come together as adults, okay, to figure out ways to help just those kids on your block, okay? You can have programs right there on your street, okay? Everybody's looking for, like, this big building to do this and to do that. But listen, you got to start somewhere. So we start block by block, having these block captains put together programs for these young people, and each of the adults on those particular streets come together and meet on a weekly basis and have little meetings with the youth on your block. That's showing togetherness, people. And when we work together, we can accomplish great things. And everybody has a uniqueness, individuality, and different things like that, experience that you can bring to the table to help these young people. And we have to begin somewhere. And there's so much to talk about togetherness, you know. Here's what, I'm going to read a couple quotes here really quick. Here's one quote. Each one of us can make a difference. Together we make change, okay? That's together, everybody. And listen at what Queen Elizabeth II said, y'all. She said, I know of no simple formula for success, but over the years I have observed that some attributes of leadership are universal and are often about finding ways of encouraging people to combine their efforts, their talents, their insights, their enthusiasm, and their inspiration to work together. And so if we all bring those things to the table, working together, guess what? The young people will see, hey, look, the adults in my neighborhood or on my street, they're working together. They're providing programs for us. So you can't step and wait for, like, I'm just going to put out there the great white hope or the great white savior to come on Europe and decide they want to save the young people. Each of the adults on every street and every inner city, they need to make up in their minds, look, we're going to come together. We are going to save our youth. And guess what? If y'all begin to think like that, guess what? We will save our youth. But it has to be done together. And that's not walking in fear. That's coming together in power. Because togetherness is power. Togetherness will impact. Togetherness will make a difference. Togetherness will change so much, everybody. It will change the life of a child. And if we can do this, it will not only change the life of a child, but it will change the lives of many children. And then we will begin to see a difference in our neighborhoods, our communities, in our schools, and in society as a whole. But we got to come together. So there's too much division amongst the adults. instead of realizing, hey, look, there's power within togetherness. Hey, there's greatness in togetherness. And we have to realize that. And like I said, each of us have something that we can bring to the table, but it's all about working together as a team, everybody, to save our young people. And we have to put aside differences. We have to put aside, hey, I want to be the head, or I want to be the captain. You know, oh, I don't want to be a follower. I want to be the leader. It's too much bickering amongst adults. And y'all need to, like, nip that shit in the bud, because that will get you nowhere. And that is the problem with Black America today, people, okay? No one wants to follow. Everybody wants to lead. But listen, if everybody brings what talent and skill they have to the table and brainstorm and put these ideas together and then implement them, okay, that's what working together is. There's no big I and there's no little you. We're all equal, working together to save our young people, okay? That's what it's all about, all right? We're going to have another track right now by our wonderful international DJ legend, Doc Ski, tonight, everybody, and then I'll be back again. All right.
All I see is blinking lights, trackboards and fat lights, 950 FB. 12 MP60, shit is thumping, eardrums thumping, this shit is hype, hype, cause the sample is hype, right? Bite this one and leave cheating, never sweat that, cause I'm a cool cat, just like he flips, me shit, give up the loot, it's 94 and bitch ass niggas, yeah, they still get the boot, the North Lake, cause I be flowing in all states, show kept digging and digging, now he got more great, that's right, nigga, roll that down, and I'm the only living matter that controls my mind, keep to every single rapper on this whole earth, sell out, got no work, I think they better go soul search. Now here I go again, ready to flow again. And if the coast ain't clear, hell yeah, I'm still going in. Get it together or you'll be laying on a stretcher. I betcha, I'ma getcha, the number one heart stressor. Sorry, Black, that's right, get the cardiac arrest. Try to triple team the best, then we're cardiac. Lost to no one, a warrior like Shogun. And when the show's done, sacks and sacks, how the host come. I boost your feeling, confidence to the ceiling. If I'm sick, I'll pick the six for sexual healing. I'm unique, a freak like Malik in the twilight with more highlights than Dominique. Around my voice where the shell stop, up to the streets, the deep, my peeps in the cell block. I'm not the best, but I give you stress. To flatter me, your strategy gotta be more complex than chess. Stop bluffing, cause you ain't saying nothing, G. And start ducking under the age of the fucking D. Last LV, we got down right. Showed all these corny motherfuckers what hip-hop's supposed to sound like. C-A-G and a brother show. Quiet and kept, it's best that you step on the low. Well, it's me, meaning the age of the dash. I'm fast to get the cash, now I'm going like the past. What's the remedy? Suckers better get their own identity. And to the enemy, you better roll like
now, doctor. You know what I mean? We got a call on the line. Hold on a second. You're fading that a little bit. Hold on a second. That line there, Dr. C. And, of course, we'll take our next caller. Caller, you're live right now with the legendary Mix City Hip Hop program, live and direct in your area.
Hey, hey, hey. Good evening, everyone. It is Genesis Amaris Kemp, the host of the share. Definitely want to call in and support another WBNN host, as I always think that it's important to support each other's creative elements and just come on and, you know, just build a community. Tonight's topic is on the importance of togetherness. So togetherness in all areas, whether it's your community that's, you know, externally as well as internally. And what I mean externally is, you know, your community could be across the web and you still have a sense of togetherness and collectiveness because y'all are supporting one another with digital currency, meaning that you're supporting each other's creativity, you're promoting for them, you're cross-pollinating, you're cross-collaborating, and et cetera. That could be your external community. And then togetherness with your internal community, your family members, your friends, who's in your five circle. And if you're talking about community, are you the community? What to show that there is community togetherness and involvement? Are you giving back? Are you allowing people to kind of see you by the works that you're doing and et cetera? So I really do like this topic of up against the odds as well as the importance of togetherness, because I think that it's multidimensional and multifaceted, and we definitely have to dig beyond the surface level when we're talking about togetherness and what does that look like, and are we walking it like we're talking it?
I love that. I love that, Genesis Amaris Kemp. And, of course, you know, you're on the next Monday of our outstanding roster. And talk about your show real quickly, and we love to hear it.
Yeah, so my show on WBN, one is called Gems because I believe that we all have some form or fashion of gems to share. And those gems could be educational, it could be inspirational, as well as motivational. But one of the big, big, big things I like to weave in my topics is DEIB, which is diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging, because it does take all of us coming together to make this world a better place. And the reason why I call it gems is because you think about the precious diamonds, the rubies, and all of that stuff. You can never get to those gems at a surface level, so you have to go beyond the surface level in order to cultivate and appreciate those precious diamonds and gems, because nothing that comes easy is worth keeping. When you get something and you do it hard and you put your time and effort into it, you're going to cultivate it and you're going to want that thing to last. So do you want something that's easy getting or something that's long lasting, that has sustainability and durability? And that's one of the missions behind GEMS, is to put content out there to keep it evergreen, but also to build a foundation that goes into legacy, that goes into, you know, things that could touch not just where we are, but, you know, future reaching. And I also have a podcast too, so it's called GEMS with Genesis Amaris Kemp, and it's available on 40 plus audio platforms. And one of my big asks is for brand sponsors, because it does take monetary resources to fuel the mission and movement.
All right, all right. You heard what she said, the great Genesis Amaris Kemp. And, of course, the person that, you know, we've been waiting for all night, is a person named by Dr. D. And this is Dr. O. So, you know, Chinchilla, real quick, we got a lot of callers that want to come in, too. So we want to, you know, make sure we get the callers in. But why don't you just, you know, introduce right here on Merck City.
All right. Hey, hey, all right. So, yes, everybody, Dr. D, who is Dr. DeShonda Williams, who's been a guest on News Forum and on different platforms that I do, she is a mental health professional and a psychologist, and, you know, she has different degrees, and she's also a pastor, and she works in the mental health area. And she works a lot with young people and, you know, trying to combat this sense of gun violence here in the city of Philadelphia. So how are you tonight, Dr. D?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much, Dr. Cantil. It's always an honor to be on this platform with you, and I just thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, yes. So I appreciate you coming on. Now, tonight I was talking about the power of togetherness, the adults coming together to help our young people. And then the other thing that I talked about tonight is like the odds, how our young people are up against so many odds. So just take a couple minutes to talk about that, Dr. D.
Yes, yes. So when we talk about togetherness, I think what's important that we understand cultural sensitivity. This is a different culture. And when we talk about the young people and the odds that they're against, what they're going through, their sense of resiliency and their sense of deferred gratification is totally different than what it looks like when I was growing up or any other listener on here tonight. And I think that when we're talking about having togetherness, we have to have a sense of cultural sensitivity, really understanding the cultural context of the people that we're wanting to bond together, to help, to empower, to encourage, to transform and transition. A lot of times the odds that we see that these young people are facing, we really need to take a hard look at what are those odds are, what are those challenges, because they're simple solutions. We don't need complex solutions for complex issues. And we can really think about it. Too many of us, too many community stakeholders, too many people that buy in. I was listening to the young lady before me. Great, great work that she's doing. I think it's phenomenal. I think that, as she said, it's going to need that monetary assistance to help her to move forward. But organizations like her really understanding what the needs are for these young people and really looking at what the odds are and how we could be their resource for them. I think that a lot of times our city, we tend to fail to recognize that these young people are different and we need to meet them where they are. And when we meet them where they are, we can tell them they don't have to stay where they are. The sky's the limit. There's nothing that you cannot do once you put your mind to it. But it's even more profound when organizations like the young lady before me that spoke, things that you're doing in the community, and how you're helping people each and every day.
All right, Dr. D, we want to thank you for calling in. I wish you would have got a chance to call in, you know, a little earlier. But, you know, I appreciate her calling in. And, of course, all the rest of the people that want to talk tonight, we got you. We got you. So bounce to this.
Listen, this is Drez, and I'm letting you know that S-H-O-W-B-I-Z-N-A-G or all of that. So just sit back and relax. If you got a big Bozak, grab that like Mr. Long, my brother from another mother. Yo, check it out.
Now do you wanna change it for the children with a comma? For who? Me, I myself, you know the one. Doing what I gotta do when I do come. I just get off, not just say yo. I say I do a good and shock, cause I know that we be in Hollywood. Don't get gel if we cash our check, cause we skittle a dip, da doop, dip, dip, dip for effect. Brothers think I listen, but I'm really on the dick. Look into my album, kid, you see all the flicks. But no, you'd rather film a movie just to call me. So I was boning mama and your motherfucking told me I'm playing. Got no time on the real, but yo, the sheep be unique, so do what you feel. Don't think I'm live, then take a swigger, cause I'm from Queens and I roll with Bronx niggas. Check it, check it, check what I say. You can bounce with Drez or you can bounce with Dre. You can flip the script or you can fall late. Or you can learn the words and say what we say. If you're chilling with your crew,
you gotta bounce to this.
If you're hitting up some,
you gotta bounce to this.
If you're cooling at a club,
you gotta bounce to this.
No matter what you're doing,
you gotta bounce.
This ain't more bounce for the ounce. Well, a giant weighs tons. Step into
some other suckers are tripping. Yeah, you gotta take a whipping to see that I'm live and kicking. I'm the A to the G-I, followed by the A-N-T, rolling with the show B-I. Black boots, black hat, slick like a black cat, flip like a fat cat, never none of that black. But I got tech for those who wanna flex. So many styles, you don't know which one is coming next. We've been bouncing to the ounce for months. Finesse is here, yeah, Premier's got the blunt. Jazz is getting jazzy, Big L is raising hell. Show is bugging with the beats, and he's booted, can't to tell. Digging in the crates in our corner. Ice water, Deshaun, and long is getting longer. Gary Gator got the lead through. Infinite today, yeah, they are my people. Act like dreads because he's living fat. And say you can bounce to this, or you can bounce to that. My respect, and all that dough, that's all that counts, yo, I'm out. Ayo, dress, let's make them bounce.
If you're chillin' on the ass,
you gotta bounce to this.
If you're coolin' in your house,
you gotta bounce to this.
If you're rockin' in the walk,
you gotta bounce to this.
No matter what you're doing,
you gotta bounce.
No matter what you're doing. If you're on lockdown,
you gotta bounce to this.
Got the boom in your body,
you gotta bounce to this.
Even if you're deaf,
bounce to this. No matter what you're doing,
you gotta bounce.
What you're doing.
Listen, this is present. I'm letting you know that all of that. So, just sit back and relax. If you got a big Bozak, grab back like Mr. Long, my brother from another mother. Just check it out. Going like down, like this. Down, like that. It's just going down, you know what I'm saying? And to my other brother from another mother.
Yeah. Merc City in your area, of course. This is in its longest running hip-hop program since 2012 on that wonderful cold night of the 14th of November. And of course, we're going to bring on our callers, and they're going to have 3 minutes, you know, to discern, you know, what we've been saying. And of course, caller, you're live right now with the legendary Merc City Hip Hop Program.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Blues Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully Side of Philadelphia. We're back in 89. Your mom Dukes will pull up on you with the embarrassment in front of your hoodlum friends on the corner. What's good?
Hey, man, it happened in 1972 back in Compton. But talk to us, man, for the next 3 minutes.
Yo, real quick, you know what I'm saying? I want to touch a few subjects that I heard tonight. The first subject I want to touch is on the depopulation real quick, you know what I'm saying? That people got to understand, no matter what kind of torture that's at the hands of another line of people. Don't never exclude God out of the situation, you know what I'm saying? Because anything that befalls upon you is at his will. You know what I'm saying? And for all those, these guys in here, you know what I mean? Unfortunately, some of us are like Gizmo ass niggas out here trying to populate gremlins. You know what I'm saying? They trying to reproduce gremlins. You know what I'm saying? So when God know that you're unfit to raise an upright child, you know what I'm saying? Verily, he'll stricken you. He'll place restrictions upon you where your lineage is no longer available. You know what I'm saying? He'll wipe your lineage off. You see what I'm saying? Because your lineage ain't no good. Your bloodline is tainted with your evil. You know what I'm saying? So until you get your evil out of the way, he places you where you're going to remember him the most. And you don't need to be populating gremlins, being a gizmo-ass nigga out here. The second thing is, as far as these children, with this music and all that, you know what I'm saying? You know, verily, this is their content. Unfortunately, All Stars lit up on GTA. Yes, out of pocket. But this is their content. This is what they know, you know what I'm saying? And this is how they want to express themselves. No one complains when they watch Scorsese films, when it's nothing but killing, raping, stealing, robbing, and stealing and killing, and all that type of stuff, kidnapping, throwing people out the window, and what have you, throwing people out of moving cars, and what have you. You know what I'm saying? Blowing people up, schools and buildings and what have you. Exorcisms and what have you. So, you know what I mean? We don't complain about none of that as entertainment. You know what I'm saying? So, however, we should not complain about the content of the young children, because if this is what they know, this is what they know. It's all about the screening and editorial actions upon the parents. You know what I mean? Verily, N.W.A. was 1980-something. You know what I'm saying? So this ain't no different, you know what I mean? Then the third thing is this, as far as let's getting together, doing community things, you know what I'm saying? Clef One is out here building bricks, standing sticks, you know what I'm saying? You could come check me out at Lonnie Young Recreation Center, or you could check me out off gym, off site, you know what I'm saying? Clef One do train the young kids, and also the adults. Make it an adult parent thing for yourself where you get to exercise, you know what I'm saying, and get all the obesity off your ass, you know what I'm saying, and you get to train some discipline into yourself with your kids, you and your kids all at the same time, you know what I'm saying. I will be on the 4th of next month, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. That's Halloween the 13th. Yes, both of them, Jason Voorhees and Michael Myers at the same time with the knife, you know what I mean, chopping up the onions with the Kingsford lick, you know what I'm saying? So, yes, that's where I'm coming through. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where you got popped upside your head in front of the teacher back in 1986. Check your satellites.
You heard what he said. Check your satellites. And, of course, we'll go to the next caller. Right now, in queue, caller right now, you got 3 minutes to talk to us right here on the legendary Mix City Hip Hop program.
Hey, peace and abundant divine blessings, Princess C and Dr. J. How you doing? Hey, man, Hall of Fame 4 times. I'm going to do it like this here, and as well as listening audience. About coming together in unity, that has been our greatest dilemma. And it's too many things out here for me to name that has divided us for such a long time, but I'm going to definitely highlight the biggest ones, religion. Religion, social status, and even when you look at politics, you know, those are the 3 main things that has divided our people. Now, when I think about the importance of unification, gone are the days of your Dr. Martin Luther Kings and your Malcolm X's and all of the people where they used to have one great leader that came along and influenced. It's enough of that. In this day and time, this is 2023 going into 2024. If you haven't, and this applies to everyone who's listening, right? If you haven't risen to the occasion, but you were able to think on your own too, think in and outside a box, and if no box exists, you got to be able to create a box, okay, or get out the box. That's the thing, and this is what I do my best to do when I'm having these sound therapeutic sessions. Like coming up this week here, Thursday at 9:30, I'll be speaking about self-sufficiency. That's going to go right into what I'm getting at right now, the importance of unification. We have to do it. We as a people are at our best, and there's nothing that we wasn't able to achieve that we didn't do it together. So thank you so much.
Hear the drummer get wicked. Hear the drummer get wicked. Wicked, 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 wicked.
I know you were told black about the soul clap, and I'ma keep climbing G with beats that's fat, cause that showbiz and diamond D. Don't believe all they hear space, cause I'ma get the airplay while a fan say,
yeah, Drake.
And I'm on a lyrical tip for you to with the giant, that'll be a miracle whip. So everybody crowd around and let's all get down to the soul clap sound. So pump your bitch, there we go. Showbiz and AD, so act like you know. A combination of the new and the old rap. Me show Benz and Diamond D, yeah, we got the soul clap.
Have your hands and feet up. Just have your hands and feet
up. Hey, yo, can I get a soul clap?
Come on.
Can I get a soul clap?
Come on.
I said, can I get a soul clap?
Come on.
Can I get a soul clap?
Come on, come on.
I love hip-hop, not rock and roll. Yeah, I'm a giant and I got lots of soul. I've been a giant since I was a kid. They always thought I was big from the damage that I did. I roll on rappers like a DC. And don't worry, yo, because the brothers can't see me. Light skin, curly hair, I keep dwelling. I don't care about my hair. My records are selling. AG
quite tell. They know that I'm short, but do they know that I fight well? Those who diss me, that's okay, because my damn is gonna slim, and I don't care what you say. A giant in a mental, yeah, you know that. And I'm hitting with this new one, and it's called a soul clap.
Out your hands, just be God.
And if it says that I didn't, then I got jerked. You must have asked the wrong people, cause when I make my stand, every man knows that I'm lethal. Never back down, my crew's in the background. I get hyped when your bitch lays the track down. When I'm finished, you'll say he's the Mac, cause I'm roaring my bitch, I beat the fat. Yeah, I'm a giant, that's what you better say. You don't believe me, then go check my resume. I done killed more suckers than a world war, and even more after a world tour, from state to state, sea to sea, on every continent. I'm a G-I-E-N-T, I'm A-G, yeah, the one you can't hold back. You want your party to pump, to throw on a soul clap.
Come on, can I get a soul clap?
Come on,
I said, can I get a soul clap?
Come on,
can I get a soul clap?
Come on, come on.
Shout out to James Brown, Soul Clap, All the Way Live, JB's, Fred Wesley, Maceo, all that, and Show Business AG to be able to talk about, can I get a soul clap tonight? And, of course, can I get a soul clap for all the folks out there? Yes. Congratulations to me and Chichilla J and Merc City on its 54th all-time connection record, my fourth straight with the Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late, great Hall of Famer. Of course, you know, the great Dr. J started off last night with championship rounds, and we did it again. And tomorrow night, we all know we got a great champion, Jerry Pitito, and the Jerry Pitito Show tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. And, of course, WBN has advertised through Ngozi Time Multimedia, Instagram and X, formerly known as Twitter. Only another millennial goes to Facebook. Any comments, suggestions I want for program tonight, Ole De Lay, that ain't goes to mind, you know. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Dr. Oladele Malewa Ngozi, a.k.a. your honeybee, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. And now back to, of course, our fifth reigning commissioner, you know, leading the host of year 2021, overall host of year 2022. Look at that resume. She's going to have her final thoughts right now. So get ready, because you don't know what she's going to say out of her mouth, because she's unbridled, the outstanding princess.
Thank you so much, Dotsky. Listen, yeah, he's right. Y'all will never know what's going to come out of my mouth, right? But anyway, I want to thank Dr. D for calling in. And, yes, I wish he could have called in earlier, you know. But, hey, we're going to have it back next month, okay, on Merc City, y'all. But listen, I have one is Jamal Johnson, SKU, who is, you know, Stop Killing Us. He advocates and fights against the senseless gun violence in Philadelphia. They're doing Operation Hug the Block. Today is their 27th night out there on the streets of Philadelphia. Tonight they're at Cambria and Frankfurt, the 2900 block of Frankfurt Avenue. And tomorrow will mark their fourth week. Okay, and so 77 nights, they're at 77 different blocks each night, okay? They're at a different block, and it's the 77 most deadliest streets in the city of Philadelphia since 2015 that has had 10 or more homicides, everybody. And tonight, earlier this evening, Operation Hug the Block got a threat. And I'm going to read that threat, okay, that Jamal sent to me. It says, y'all need to shut that shit down. They getting ready to pull up on you and clear this out. And this was from somebody called Mask Bike Rider to Operation Hug the Block. And guess what? Shots were fired, so Jamal couldn't get on. He texted me and said he couldn't get on because shots were fired out there where they are. And right now, the Sheriff's Department and the Police Department of Philadelphia, they're out there on the scene. And, you know, so we just want to pray for Jamal and pray for Philly Truth and Stop Killing Us organizations and all the people that are out there with them patrolling that block, that they will stay safe, everybody. They're trying to do what each of you parents and men that live on these blocks need to do. You need to take your community back by patrolling your own community. So we have these two organizations and a lot of women that are coming out, but not enough men are coming out to help them do what they're doing, trying to make these streets safe, everybody. So that's what I talk about, togetherness. They're coming together. And in closing tonight, I want to end with talking about togetherness again. Okay, Dr. King said, we must learn to live together as brothers, okay, or perish together as fools, y'all. And right now, so many are perishing together as fools because they're not living together as brothers and as sisters. They're hating each other. Also, listen, our uniqueness, our individuality, and our life experience mold us into fascinating beings, okay? And, you know, my wish and desire and hope for our people, for our black youth, and for black America as a whole, okay, to embrace each other, embrace our uniqueness and how fascinating each of us are. And that we can then begin to challenge ourselves, look in the mirror, okay, figure out what it is that's wrong with you instead of pointing the finger at somebody else, okay, look and see what's wrong with you because, yes, we all have flaws. I got flaws. I'm not perfect, damn it, okay? Okay, I got flaws. And as long as we are alive, we all will have flaws because there's no perfect person on the face of this earth, okay? All right? So we definitely need to dive deep into our resources, dive deep into our hearts, look into our hearts, and cultivate an atmosphere for these young people, an atmosphere of understanding, an atmosphere of compassion, an atmosphere of acceptance, of tolerance, and all of that, and especially an atmosphere of love so that they can know that, yes, the adults have not ridden them off, that we do love them. And why? Because we are all in this shit together. I'm Princess C, y'all. See y'all Sunday night on News Forum, all right?
I like my pockets fat and not flat. I like my pockets fat, 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 not flat.
So get back.
I like my pockets fat, not flat.
So get back.
I like my pockets fat, not flat.
So get back.
I like my pockets fat, not flat.
So get back.
My pockets stay fat. And they always like that. Not only in my pocket, in my bank, there's stacks and stacks of dope. Cause I move slow, I get my cash flow, and then I go.
What?
And brothers don't know, I'm on a down low. Some get mad cause they can't understand that I'm 23 years old. I'm in command, I'm down with D-I-T-C. I'm digging in the crates, and my partner A-G, we always keep crazy pace. I'm staying fat cause what comes around goes around. I always look out and help a brother when he's down. And out like a boy scout, brothers always shout.
You're looking out, show.
Yeah, without a doubt. But don't try to take advantage. I just leave you alone instead of putting that ass in bed. Signing off the show, B-I-G. And next up is A-G, like his pockets, F-A-T.